Yeah. 1979. This is the last 12 days of this summer tour that started on June 7th. So we're so happy we got to swing by and say hi to y'all. We had our good buddies Cheap Trick out here tonight. Weren't they great? Miss Bryn Marie, you're having a good night.
That's good.
So here's what we've been doing all summer, because there's no big record coming out or anything. We just decided that we were not going to have a plan, and that we were going to just put this list on the floor every night and go down the list, try to pick one from every era if we could, and just keep going and see who lasted longer, you or us. So that will be the plan tonight. And we'll just keep picking them off this list and see how it goes. All right, so where's this next one from?
Go.
From Go, 2003. Okay.
We'll be right back.
I know it's one of the meanest songs we ever wrote, but sometimes you gotta have one of those. So, most of you sitting out there tonight, we have been friends for a really long time. So I'm sure that you know that this February that just passed, that Spider and I celebrated our 31st wedding anniversary. I don't know how he does it. But anyway, we've been playing together for now, for almost 35 years. So it's a really long time. And so during that time, we've written a lot of songs together. And in the beginning, when we were young, we didn't have all that much life experience. So we basically wrote songs that were about other people's problems or things we read in the newspaper. And as time went on, we started to write songs that were a little bit more personal about our own relationship. And this next one is one of the very first.
To say you've been through this before, and you swore this time you'd think with your head. No one would ever have you again, and if taken was gone and get done, you decide where and when. Just when you think you got it down, your heart securely tied and bound, they whisper promises in the
line of attack has been planned to fight back.
So this is the part of the show where we sit down because we're old.
How y'all feeling out there? Light them up a little brighter. Let's take a look at everybody. Come on. Hi there. All right. How you doing over here? You all right? All right. Nice to see all your smiling faces tonight. I know you're happy because it's almost football season. That's why you're happy. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
That's right, that's right. So, like Patricia mentioned, this is the time we invite you into our living room. You're sitting, we're sitting. So we can get acquainted a little bit, get our little intimate environment we got going on here now. Yeah, so here, try some of this fine water. It's really good water. It's the best water in the country right here. It's pretty darn good. It's the kind of water you drink and you play all night. That's what happens. Right here. Mm-hmm. All right, so any of you ever seen that show Behind the Music? You ever see that? Seen that? Well, okay. We're going to add to that Behind the Music business just a little bit so we can, we're going to tell you a little story. We're going to send a story out to everyone under the age of...
We got young ones here, so I'm going to say under the age of 35.
Well, once upon a time we were 35. Once upon a time we were 45, and once upon a time we were 55. So we're going to have to send it to everyone over the age of 35 as well.
All right, everybody over the age.
But anyway, here it is. Here's our story. It's a very simple one, a humble one. It started in the month of May of 1979. Patricia and I were both living on the East Coast in New York City at the time. We were introduced to one another, and we got along pretty well. We got along pretty good, all right? We did. We got along really good, okay? So she had an idea. I had a plan. So we got on an airplane. We left New York for Los Angeles, California. 28 days later, we had a record complete called In the Heat of the Night. After we finished that record, we went back to New York City. We started our very first tour. We went all through the country. We hit west, and we hit California. We went up to Washington, to Oregon, to Canada, across Canada, overseas. We come back to America, and guess what? We made another record called Crimes of Passion. Now, we did that for about 7 or 8 years straight, and we decided that we should have a couple children on the way, because if we were making babies with all those records, we had to have a couple kids of our own. So we made a couple children, too, see?
I was very tired.
It worked out pretty well, too. So now, one part I want to say is that if there's real young people here, you got to put your fingers in your ears and don't listen to what I'm going to have to say. And this is a very simple thing, and that is that I didn't spend a whole lot of time at school. I was too busy doing some other things that worked out pretty well, and it worked out okay for me. That doesn't always work out. I got a little lucky, all right? So But there's a few things I learned. I learned a little bit of math as I went on, and I realized that if it was May of 1979, August of 2013, that makes almost 35 years. So thanks for taking the ride with us. That's right. And the very last thing I'm going to say, if you still like us by the time you're done, you want to come for the next 35 as well? All right. That's it. I'm leaving.
I'm not doing Heartbreaker with a walker. All right, so this next song that we're going to do, you love this next song. I love this next song. I can pretty much guarantee that you have sung this song in karaoke at least once. Definitely the hairbrush in the mirror thing. And we're going to bring out Miss Bryn Marie to help us on this one. Come on out, girl. Isn't she great? Now, let me just tell you a little story before we get started. Bryn's been with us pretty much all summer. This is her first big major tour that she's ever done. And we had a great time. She's just really been a trooper. She has done really well every night. So I want you to support her when she leaves us. If you see her out there, please come and see her and again, give her some support because she's just starting out and she's a really amazing singer and she needs to have support. So please do that. All right, you ready?
We belong together. Close your eyes and try to sleep now. Close your eyes and try to dream. Clear your mind and do your best to try and wash the palette clean. We can begin to know how much we really care. I hear your voice inside me. I see your face.
This next song I'm going to do is written way back in 1980. And it was during one of the times that Spider was speaking about earlier when we were living in New York City. And while we were there, an article came out in the New York Times, and it was an expose on child abuse in America. Now, most of you know that I grew up in a really small town, and I had never heard about anything like that happening anywhere. So when I was finished reading the article, I started to write words with Roger Capps, who was our original bass player. And when we were finished, we gave the words to Spider. And we asked him if he could make it into a song. Which is exactly what he did. He took his guitar and he made it cry and scream and feel all the pain that we had written in those words. We play this song every time we play because it's important. We play it in solidarity with the children at risk. And a long time ago, back in New York, we made a promise that we would keep on playing it until every child, everywhere, was safe. Thank you.
tears. They hide in the light, so you can't see their fears. Forgive and forget all the while. Love and pain become one and the same in the eyes of a wounded child. Because hell, hell's children. And you know that their little lives can become such a mess.
All right, so those of you that come all the time, you are going to have heard this next story a million times. But I'm going to tell again for those of you that do not come all the time. Plus, I really like to tell the story, so you're going to have to hear it a million and one. So it goes like this, that in 1981, we were in Oklahoma, getting ready to this big rock festival called Rocklahoma. And we were in this crappy motel on the side of the road because it was the beginning. We didn't have very much money, you know, so we're in this dumpy little place. And our manager comes running in and he says, "Hey, remember that video you shot 3 weeks ago? They're going to air it today for the first time on that new TV station called MTV. So on that day in August, we became the second video ever played on MTV. And then because the first band only had a bass player, a keyboard player, and a drummer, Spider is actually the first guitar player to ever play on MTV. Which of course makes him older than dirt.
That ain't old, I just want to know. That ain't old. Even LeBron says, this ain't old.
All right, so we're going to do that song for you now.
Thank you very much. I'm going to keep this nice and short tonight. Somebody would get really mad if I didn't introduce them, so I have to introduce them for you right now. I want you to say hello to Pain. Her name is Payne. Now, every guitar gets a name. Every guitar gets a woman's name. Why does every guitar get a woman's name? Why? Because it's in the shape of a woman. Okay. So when I was 7 years old, I tried to meet girls and stuff. Nobody would talk to me. So I decided I would play a little guitar. So then I got to be 12 years old. Girls still didn't want to pay attention to me. I go, hey, how you doing? They go, get lost. That's how it went. But now I figured out that if I played guitar, that means I could be with a woman all day and all night long, anytime I want to. That's the idea. All right, so back to Payne. I call her Payne for two reasons. Number one, she's very difficult. She's hard to play. She's temperamental. She's moody. She has an opinion. I'm always wrong. She's always right. She talks back a lot. She does all that stuff. But I still love her. I love her to death, so she's fantastic. That's the number one reason. Number two reason I call her Payne is because she reminds me of an angry woman at times.
Where are you going with this?
Remember I told you before, this is Payne talking. Payne, you know, she controls everything. I don't do a thing. It's all her. I'm not doing anything. And speaking of girls, you know, Payne did this song here, but I'm not sure you really know this, but since it's a girl song, I have to do it. But this is Payne. Payne did this song here. You might know this one. So every time you hear that song, that's Payne. Now she's got another one since she's in that mood. It goes like this. Be nice to him, Payne.
Get your dancing shoes on, come on! Thank you so much. Did you have fun? All right, so you know we have a curfew, right? We got like 8 seconds to do everything, so we're going to hurry up. Normally we take longer, but we don't have a lot of time left. So I'm going to tell you, thank you for having us. I'm so glad we got to see you. I want to thank Bryn Marie. I want to thank Chief Trick for coming out tonight with us. We had a great time. Let me introduce these gabons right here. This is Mr. Mick Mahan right here. And back behind that drum is Mr. Chris Rollis. And there's no big story about this next song. We just do it because I like it.
so much.
But they're going to kill us, so we have to get out of here. So I'm going to say what I say every night when we're going to close. I'm going to say, be good to one another. Be sweet to your children. Please do not drink and drive ever. And come and see us again soon, yeah?